Welcome to Food with Mark Bittman. I'm Kate Bittman, and we're very glad you're here. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that you can email us at food@markbittman.com with any questions or guest recommendations, anything you have to say. This week on the Bittman Project, bittmanproject.com, we posted my favorite way to cook sweet potatoes. It is a recipe that was meant to make it into How to Cook Everything Vegetarian, but somehow didn't, and it's truly terrific. We also posted shiitake bacon on top of a Brussels sprout pilaf, so you should check that out. And our annual holiday gift guide, mostly food-related items, but there are a few outliers too, and we've gotten a couple comments. People have said it's our best gift guide yet, so if you're looking for something, that's where to go.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Last year for Thanksgiving, we thought it'd be fun to bring back some of our past guests to chat about their Thanksgiving feelings and the traditions that carry on from year to year. We ran part one last week, Tom Colicchio, Stephen Satterfield, Nigella Lawson, and Sheldon Simeon. This week in part two, we talk with New York City-based chef Adrienne Cheatham, who makes it her business to never cook on Thanksgiving, Senator Cory Booker, who loves Thanksgiving and spends it in Vegas with his mom, Sesame Street's Gonger, one of our first ever guests on food, who has a special Thanksgiving message, and finally, a warm interview with Marvette Meggett and her late wonderful mother, Emily Meggett, who sadly passed away earlier this year. We feel honored to have talked with her. We'll start today's episode with Adrienne Cheatham. Hi, Adrienne.
Hello, Kate.
Thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you for having me. It's great to see you.
What were your Thanksgivings like growing up?
Okay. Thanksgivings were super busy because my parents, we had to go to both sides of our family. So we would spend, we had to go to three different houses because on my dad's side, we would go to his father's house. And then we would go to his mother's house where his brothers and sisters and all my cousins were. And then we would go to my mother's dad's house. So we would make the earliest lunch, we used to call it breakfast, but my grandfather's wife, Grandma Emma, she made Thanksgiving dinner and they ate it like three or four. And then we would stop at his mom's house where all my aunts and uncles were and just kind of hang out. We wouldn't have dinner there, but we might, you know, grab a bowl of like greens or a piece of cornbread or, you know, a roll, but we wouldn't really eat there because we would go up to the north side to my mom's side of the family and have like a full second Thanksgiving dinner there. And we would stay there late until like 10 o'clock at night.
That's a long day.
It was a lot. It was like marathon eating and driving across the city of Chicago from the south side to the north side.
Oh, I love the Thanksgiving tour of Chicago. I feel like I've only recently learned how to not eat until I feel sick on Thanksgiving. So that feels like a win.
You can do that?
I feel like every year I was like, oh my God, this is awful. And I like somehow conjured up the memory of how crappy I felt. And so last year I was like, okay, I'm going to save myself for the things that I really like. And this is kind of a weird thing to say, but I think the turkey with gravy is my favorite thing. Cause my mom is really good at making turkey.
Oh, wow.
But no one really likes the turkey.
No, I mean, like I like to get a slice of like leg or thigh meat, but that's like, I like the turkey gravy.
Oh my God, I love the gravy. And it's dark meat is like the only way to go. Like I feel like white meat is kind of
just gets so dry. It's just like a big hunk of meat, like just a big dry hunk of like flesh that just doesn't get any seasoning inside of it.
I know. I'm really nervous. I'm making my first turkey this year.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. What you're saying is exactly why I'm freaked out. Like all of the parts cook differently and take different times. So my dad actually talked to Tom Colicchio about how he makes his turkey. And I think I'm going to try it the way he makes it. It's like a slow cook. Like okay. You put it in the oven for like a long time at a very low temperature.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then if you season the meat a couple of days ahead, the salt will start to like work its way in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's who has the space to like brine, not me. So if you season like a couple of days ahead, put some aromatics inside, it'll start to pick up that seasoning.
That's a very good tip.
And you know what? You could put a compound butter under the skin on top of the breast so that it also gets a little more flavor penetrating the meat while it's cooking.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to use your tip and his tip. And I feel like I might not mess it up if I do both those things, but there's always takeout.
You're going to crush it. I mean,
thanks. Do you have any fun memories or anything weird that's happened over the years?
Interesting. I hadn't thought about that. I mean, weird things were always like, you know, my parents both come from really large families. Like my mother she's one of 12 and my father's somewhere around there too. So there's always a fight. Like somebody's always going to get into an argument on Thanksgiving. It could be over, you didn't pass the gravy. It could be over, you didn't give me a roll or you didn't give my kid a Christmas gift last year and you got them in the grab bag. You know, it's like, it could be any little stupid thing, but somebody always would get into an argument, but nothing weird. I mean, my grandfather had this wall of Encyclopedia Britannica, and whenever the adults, and he also had that massive dictionary. So whenever any of the adults were having a conversation and the kids were like, what does that mean? They're like, go look it up. So we're like, just tell me. So by the time you figure out what they were talking about, the conversation has passed on to like 12 different things by then. But I just remember that massive dictionary in the corner or the wall of Encyclopedia Britannica and having to look things up constantly to the point that I was like, I don't even care what you're saying anymore. I don't want to know.
You would just know not to ask questions anymore. So that's what he trained you to do. He didn't train you to learn. He trained you to not ask questions.
Or just try to pick up on context clues.
So since you're such a good cook, is everyone always like, oh, okay, Adrian's going to host? Like, do you have all that pressure on you now?
Luckily, I let them know that I don't do Thanksgiving.
You don't? Like, oh my gosh.
Because, well, I cook so much. Like, I cook so much. And Thanksgiving requires a couple of days or at least a day ahead of prep. And I'm usually working or doing something that I can't be at home prepping before Thanksgiving. So unless they want me to order takeout, they do not depend on me for Thanksgiving. They're smart enough to know that, like, I'll bring something, but I'm not hosting. I don't host.
I love that boundary.
I don't know, but other people are excited to host, and like, I'm excited to go to other people's houses. And like, I'll bring champagne or like, I don't know, bourbon, something. But
so you won't cook, you won't even cook to bring, you won't even bring something cooked.
If somebody asks me to, like, I'll bring a side or a dessert or something like that. I prefer to just show up with alcohol. It's kind of my
same.
flowers for the host, and champagne or wine or something like that. But I try not to, just because, like, I literally am cooking almost every day, or writing, or doing something related to food. So it's hard to kind of like pull back and physically make something. It's nice to kind of like have a day off.
So I've told you what my favorite thing to eat is, because I think it's weird. But what are your favorite things? Everybody's got a favorite thing.
Honestly, it's almost year round, but on Thanksgiving, my favorite thing to eat is collard greens. It's literally like, ever since I was a kid and we were at my grandfather's house, Grandpa Jack, and everybody had to go around the table and say what they were thankful for. And I was like, I don't know, maybe 8, somewhere between 7 and 9. And they asked, and I was like, everybody's talking about family and my parents and this and that. And they got to me and I was like, I'm thankful for the collard greens. And I mean, my grandma Emma made like amazing collard greens. My aunt Cookie makes great collard greens. And most of the year, I don't eat slow braised and stewed collard greens. I eat like a collard salad or like roasted crispy or stuffed collard leaves or something. But it's rare that I'm eating like traditional old school, like stewed collard greens. So on Thanksgiving, I'm like, give me a huge bowl and a piece of cornbread to like soak up all the juice. That's like my favorite.
They're so good.
So good.
What kind of pie or dessert?
This is always controversial in my family, because I have an aunt who will go to, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but in the Midwest, there's a place called Baker Square.
Mm-mm.
It's like an old school, I don't know if it's like Dutch, like Pennsylvania Dutch or what it is. But either way, there's this like place called Baker Square, and they sell some savory food too, but people go and buy whole pies. Like, they have a huge pie counter. And every year my aunt would literally buy one of like every single pie, mincemeat, chocolate, silk, like all these pies. Like, literally, I just want a slice of sweet potato pie. And Baker Square never sold sweet potato pie, or at least not a good one.
I feel like you and I would have the two of us did Thanksgiving together, we would have the perfect meal. It would be turkey and gravy, just the dark meat, collards, and a sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
That's all we would need. Extra gravy.
And like Parker House rolls.
Oh, yeah.
And mashed potatoes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Oh, see, I don't really like mashed potatoes. I know.
What?
I know. I only like potatoes in a crispy form.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Even with like the Robichon style with lots of like butter.
It's just, I would just rather mash sweet potatoes. That I love.
Okay.
Sweet potatoes I love. There. Yes. So we could do like half and half. But we would have like the perfect, and lots of alcohol.
Yes. Yes. We'd have pre-martinis before we meet up. And
yes.
Then when we get there, we would have champagne and then move into wine. And then after our delicious dinner, Kate, we would have a little bourbon.
Yes, that sounds perfect. Thank you so much for doing this.
No,
so much fun.
You. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Your turkey is going to be so freaking awesome.
I'm going to let you know. Stay tuned for more Thanksgiving chats with our awesome guests. We'll be right back.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule.
It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Have you ever bought something, owned something that really inspired you to up your game? A tennis racket, a new pair of running shoes, a new piece of cooking equipment that made you just want to cook your brains out? I know that when I first started cooking on induction burners, I just couldn't stop. It was so much fun. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Some of the features that are available on this car include Dynamic Sky Panorama Glass Roof, Front Row Massaging Seats, you know you want that, available 33-inch all-terrain tires, which you will want when you check out the Multi-Terrain Select. These are really great features, the kind of features that will make you proud and happy to own a Lexus GX. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
We're all drinking more water these days, and we're all concerned that we're drinking safe, clean, unpolluted water. Yet, according to our friends at the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in the United States have harmful contaminants in their tap water. That's why it's worth checking out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. They remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and are specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, you know, those forever chemicals, in your water supply. PFAS, by the way, is found in almost 45% of U.S. tap water. AquaTrue has water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. Their proprietary purification technology is independently tested to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS, nitrates, and many, many others. The filters are affordable and long-lasting, and they do not need changing every 2 or 3 months like so many others. They last from 6 months to up to 2 years. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water, less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you won't be buying bottled water, and it'll save the environment from tons of single-use plastic waste. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and makes a great gift. Today, listeners to Food with Mark Bittman receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter code Bittman at checkout. For 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier, go to AquaTrue.com and use the promo code Bittman, B-I-T-T-M-A-N.
Next up, the beloved Emily Meggett and her daughter, Marvette Meggett.
Miss Emily, what were your Thanksgivings like as a kid, and what are they like now? What does the holiday mean to you?
Back in the days, our Thanksgiving was of love here, caring. But it's a little different now because things are more plentiful. But back then, things were plentiful back then too. But it seems to me like it was like all the elderly people was taking care like the children, because the children, some of the children didn't cook. But now it's more plentiful now.
This is her daughter, Marvette. So now we normally have a big get together for Thanksgiving where all her children, the grandchildren, their children and family, friends, everyone come over. So now we kind of rent a beach house where everybody can come over and just gather so they can be around her during the holidays. And there's just lots of food. Mama, you want to tell her what kind of food you normally have during Thanksgiving now? What do you have?
Well, now we must have ham, turkey, chicken, fry, and steak, and lots of vegetables, cuz beans, corn, you name it. Got red rice, Papa John. Later on in the afternoon, we have beef crab boil for your spritos, and everybody get a stomach full with your hand. If you don't get a stomach full, you use your hand, then you got to go to bed hungry.
who's going to cook this year? Marvette, do you cook?
No, Marvette will not be cooking.
Everybody
else except Marvette, but I do the so this Thanksgiving, since it's close to her birthday as well, we'll have Thanksgiving, like we said, on the beach. All the family is there. My sisters, they're the one that do all of the cooking. And if they invite people over and they want to bring something, we just have a spread of everything that you could name. It's there.
Do you want to tell us about some of your favorite Thanksgiving dishes that your mom made when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, you probably don't want my answer. I was very picky. So my mom would kind of set certain things aside for me that she know that I would eat. I'm the one, not a good question for me, the youngest one, don't eat pork. So she would fix something that doesn't have any pork in it for me, which would be the okra soup. She'll make it without pork, or red rice. I know that's the low country staple here. I don't eat the red rice. I don't eat peas and rice or hops and john, whatever they call it. But she makes all of those kinds of dishes. But if she know that I don't eat it, she'll put mine to the side with, like, you know, this is for Marvette, you know, a specialty. I will eat the greens, but I don't want the pork and all that kind of stuff in it. So, but I like pretty much everything. I'm big on casseroles, so I love the squash casserole. I like the crab casserole and stuff like that. So, but anything during the holidays just makes the house smell like the holidays. And, you know, you're going to have people to come by and everybody's going to have something special that they want. And that's kind of what she did for people that she knew that did not eat this or don't eat that. And she'll just make something special for the ones that don't like whatever. So that has always been my holiday and growing up.
I can't believe your mom made special dishes for you. I don't have the patience. My son is so picky and I don't have the patience for it.
She did it. She did it. And everybody knew this smaller pot is from Marvette, because she don't eat this and she don't eat that. So here's hers. So that's what she did. And if she knew that, you know, someone was coming home and whatever their favorite dish is, that's what she would prepare to make sure that they had exactly what they wanted, what's special to them. But this Thanksgiving will be a big feast again, you know, with family and friends and stuff like that. So we look forward to it.
Miss Emily, are you cooking anything this year?
Yes, I'm finished cooking.
Who are you passing the torch to? Because it's not Marvette.
No.
Oh, she's already passed that. My sisters and them, they've taken over. Yeah. You can ask Gretchen as a witness.
Good.
And there's always a lot of food. Good Lord.
Oh, there's a little bit.
Oh, my God. You can see the football team.
Yeah. So they've done that just recently. And yeah, they'll be doing it again. And the one person said, you know, so much food, you could feel that, you know, Miss Emily was there, although she wasn't there in person. You could feel her there in spirit with just the food that they had prepared.
And everything she taught.
And everything that, yeah, she taught my sister.
It's her legacy.
So it's there.
I mean, from what I've heard about Miss Emily, it just sounds like there were always people in the house. She was always feeding someone. So I'm sure that the way that she's cooked over the years has influenced so many people who now cook in that style. And I'm sure that none of them cook as good as she does.
It may not be the same, but it's still good.
This is wonderful. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate all of your time.
Now here Mark is with one of his favorite senators, Cory Booker.
Hey, man.
Hey. Nice to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Did you see these questions, or I'll just run them by you?
I didn't. I purposely didn't look at them.
Okay, but it's just like this. What did you do for Thanksgiving as a kid? But especially, I don't really want to hear about the turkey unless you, like, deep-fried it or something. I want to hear, like Tom Colicchio just said to me, oh, my mother served lasagna as an appetizer, which I thought was, like, hilarious. What are you doing this year, and what's the holiday mean to you?
So my favorite part of Thanksgiving was, I have to say, family and food, the two Fs. And it really was a chance to get together often with extended family, cousins. And it was just a riot, fun. And especially in the older years when I got to college and graduate school, it's often the only time of the year besides Christmas that I'd get that kind of time and attention. And then my mother and grandmother made epic foods that still to this day make my mouth water just thinking about them. And my favorite of all was cornbread stuffing. It just was. I used to make my mom, you know, she'd ask me, what do you want for your birthday? I would start asking for this Thanksgiving ritual for other meals because it was just so wonderful. But my mom's mac and cheese was amazing. Even the way she makes vegetables to this day are very special to me. So I don't know. That fusion between family and food for me was, it's just so ingrained in my brain now that I could just rest and meditate there and feel such joy and gratitude.
That's great. And what are you doing this year?
You know, it's still the family. My mom, it lives in Vegas. So my dream is to just get out there and spend as much quality time with my mother. My aunt and uncle are there too. So it's not as big of a family gathering. That now seems to have migrated more towards Christmas. But seeing my mom now, especially with the passing of my dad, makes me savor every moment with her. She has to deal with me now having, you know, a little camera. So I love to record her. Because I think how precious every moment I have with this incredible woman born in 1939 is. I stopped asking her a few years ago to make me cornbread stuffing, knowing that, you know, she's getting older and I want to now treat her as best I can. So sometimes I take her out, sometimes I eat in her senior center, but it's great.
I'm sort of speechless. There's about 8 different things I could say. I'm not going to say any of them except you're awesome. I love you. It was awesome spending time with you last week. I want to say that, and or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. And I hope we can do it again after the election.
I would like that. I don't want you to think I'm talking about you behind your back, but I found myself sharing a lot of the moments of what I consider sweetness that we shared. And you just have such a remarkable life, I have to say. And I love how candid you are, unvarnished you are. And there's wisdom in being unapologetically who you are and not afraid to share your bumps and wounds and flaws. So I appreciate it.
You know, as long as we're loving each other, for a senator, you're really quite amazing. Not that I've known that many, but it's like not your persona particularly. So,
well, excuse my language because I'm about to curse, but it's the truth. This is the honesty. I was standing in Madison Square Garden watching Billy Joel. I said, that motherfucker should be here. He would have fun if he was here.
I would not have had fun.
But you would have had fun, I am telling you right now.
Maybe if I'd had enough to drink beforehand, I don't know.
Our last guest today is one of the world's favorite monsters, Sesame Street's Gonger.
Yoo-hoo! Happy Thanksgiving, Mark! Oh, it's Ganga from Sesame Street! Now listen, I'm in the middle of cooking Thanksgiving dinner at Hooperstore for all of my friends! Cookie Monster's even helping me! Oh, hey, Cookie Monster, no! Don't eat the squash cookies! Those are for dessert! Why'd you always do this to me? It's okay. I'll make some more. Cookie Monster. Yes. Sorry about that, Mark. There's going to be lots of yummy food for dinner. Oh, I can't wait. We're going to have cranberry sauce, Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes. Oh, and those cute little baby corns. And don't forget the pumpkin pie, pumpkin stuffing, pumpkin soup, pumpkin pudding, and roast pumpkin. Oh, pumpkin is a very versatile ingredient. You should come over, Mark. We're going to have lots of food and so much fun. I'm so thankful that I get to spend Thanksgiving with all of my friends and my grandmama. She's visiting from England this year. Oh, she can't wait to meet Big Bird, Snuffleupagus, and Oscar, too. She wants to give Oscar a big hug. I don't think she understands that he's a grouch. Oh, I have so much to be thankful for this year. I'm thankful for citrus juices, farmers markets, cutting boards, oh, and Alan's secret zucchini bread recipe. Ooh, the special ingredient is applesauce. Oh, don't tell anybody, Mark. But you want to know one thing I am not thankful for? All of these dishes! Whoa, this is a messy, messy kitchen! Cookie Monster, you wash, I'll dry! Oh, have a great Thanksgiving, Mark! Oh, and remember, I love you! Oh, and Cookie Monster does too! Bye! Hey, Cookie, no! Don't eat the sponge! That's not a cookie! Oh!
Thank you to Adrian Cheatham, Marvette Meggett, the late and great Emily Meggett, Senator Cory Booker, and Gonger for all their Thanksgiving cheer. Follow Adrian on Instagram at Chef Adrian Cheatham. That's Chef A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E C-H-E-A-T-H-A-M. Cory Booker at Cory Booker, and Gonger at Sesame Street. Thank you to Mark. Thank you to Davis, our engineer who makes this podcast possible. And really, thank you to all of you who listen. We appreciate you so much, and we love doing the podcast. You can find more from us at bitmanproject.com. Happy Thanksgiving.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.